Here Goes Nothing, written and narrated by Eamon McGrath. To my father, John McGrath, for first playing me The Clash and The Replacements. And to my brother, Brendan, who's 10 times the musician that I am. Free gas. We woke up on a Monday morning in Montreal. Everybody met at the van at 10:30 after a hard night of partying in Mile End. We were staying at a friend's apartment on Rue Saint-Viateur and Avenue du Parc. Our plan was to leave the city as soon as possible, get as far west as we could on a bit more than half a tank, and fill up in Ontario where there were no French cops, just in case. We figured the English police might go easier on us. In those days, we'd gas and go everywhere we could, spending what others would on filling up on bottles of bottom shelf alcohol instead. Murky had an extra license plate, so we'd dart into an alleyway close to a station that was near a highway to switch plates, pull in, pump the gas, drive off, and switch them back in the same alley before hitting the road. Sometimes, we'd be chased and caught, and we'd just play dumb. Ah, shit, sorry, man. I thought he went in to pay, we'd say, pointing at whoever was in the seat beside. Other times, the clerks would never even know that it had happened, and we'd casually and quietly pull out and be on our way. After a short drive, we arrived in the capital. It was pouring fucking rain, sheets of it. The gaslight was on, so we turned right on a red and pulled into a gas station adjacent the massive, sprawling parking lot of a box store complex on Ottawa's outskirts. Murky found a free pump behind a black sports car and pulled the keys from the ignition. The gas-up routine was all too familiar. Murky got out of the van, his collar pulled over his neck to hide from the wet and cold, went to the nozzle, and filled the tank. He climbed back into the van, coolly pressed his foot down on the gas, and with a "here we go," drove slowly through the empty parking lot of Canadian Tire. After a few seconds, Ian said, "Holy shit!" Behind us, the gas station attendant was barreling through the parking lot in a full tilt, holding onto his hat as he blazed through the storm. "What the fuck?" Murky even hit the brakes for a second to get a better rear view and give him a minute to catch up before calmly accelerating. It was like dangling a carrot in front of a mule. We were howling. I was laughing so hard my stomach hurt. This poor, helpless gas attendant rocketing through the lot without a hope in hell of catching up to us. Yet his enthusiasm was visceral. You could see him losing breath, each step coming closer and closer to having to give up his chase, but still so determined. At the time, it was hilarious. Our lungs and ribs ached with laughter. Murky must have been going about 10 clicks when he pulled up to the turnoff to hit the freeway. Then he accelerated, and the uniformed Canadian Tire attendant got smaller and smaller in the downpour behind us, swearing and yelling in the middle of the empty lot. "Holy fuck, man," Ian said. "That fucker loves his fucking job. Workplace loyalty at its finest." In our youthful arrogance, there could really be no feeling quite as good. We got such joy out of such immense misfortune. I'll never forget the jubilation we all felt in those moments when we'd fulfill our burning, reckless desire to take the world for all it had. Of course it was cruel. There were 4 of us and 1 of him, and we were out of our minds. We had a superstition at the time that you couldn't clean the van until the tour was over, so by the time we'd crossed the border westward and slingshotted around the Golden Horseshoe towards home, we were up to our necks in an ocean of garbage. In our minds, it was the same as shaving a playoff beard. Stained blankets, liquor bottles, half-eaten bags of potato chips, rotten food, filthy clothes, rumpled sleeping bags, and who knows what else, forming a cemented, solidified wall around our bodies and their seats. Whenever we'd pull up to a venue, an avalanche of empty beer cans and 2-6s would come rushing out of the shotgun side door as it opened. Chaos in our wake, as always. For this, and every cardinal sin we'd commit before, during, or after a show,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?